Good afternoon. Today is April the 21st, 2023, Berlin, one of the very first days where finally the spring is crawling out. And here I am in the next 13 minutes cutting the very, very first records I ever even recorded. That it means I'm not recording it, but two kind Lithuanians that set up shop in a gallery are cutting this very sound container. And when I stopped by and thought how beautiful it would be, like in the old days of grandpas and grandmas of our times, going around the corner, recording a song and walking out with a vinyl, something that when later on in the 80s we kids start collecting and loving and constantly listening to vinyl and buying them in record shops and flea market and so on, we always were aspiring to imagine how it would be to record directly on those things, our own thing. But as bands form record contracts seem to be a thing from another world, not achievable. But now, years later, where just 2 weeks ago I found a wooden record player on a flea market, bought it and finally put some vinyls from so many artist friends that either gave me those records or I bought them, but I never had the means to even play back, because we're talking about an analog medium. And I'm detecting myself getting enormously nostalgic, sentimental, talking about record, about vinyl. And of course that propels me back to the time when most of my friends, colleagues and the likes all got into a total weird vortex of becoming super nostalgic, which means nostalgic to analog technology and analog style, which means so many of artists working fully digitally nowadays got a shock up through the pandemic. And in the pandemic, most of these people that had worked analog suddenly discovered digital culture. Mostly artists without gallery had to reinvent themselves and set up some weird online gallery places, as if there wouldn't have been such a thing for 15 or 20 years online. Whereas the other ones that were already pretty much fed up with digital culture fled into the analog world, in which most of these people that already working before, let's say, the big shift in the mid-90s had already in relation to. So that I'm talking about printmaking, bookmaking, music with analog, with unplugged, with acoustic instruments or semi-acoustic instruments, but nonetheless people staying away from digital technology because being too much fed up that the digital technology replaced any social means during the pandemic. The only way to communicate was staring into the laptop, into little boxes where friends from elsewhere would talk to you. Not to forget those whose jobs were completely depending on staring every day into those boxes and getting more and more alienated. So this rift, this shake-up, this time of the pandemic set for many kind of a new mindset, since we're now oozing out of it into so-called normal life and trying to take something from that time back to maybe in a way trying to find a combination out of what we learned from the pandemic and to fuse it into our mindsets before the pandemic. And therefore the result is a different relationship to technology, to crafty works in general. And I would say, and that comes maybe for people over 50, a certain shake-up in terms of how we're going to use our time or waste our remaining lifetime, how much certain career aspirations have become less and less important, and how much to hang out with our dear friends becoming more and more important, and at the same time looking closer and closer to the remaining time we have and how we use them in a not smartest, efficient way, but in the most way that we feel pleasant with it, but also in a way that strengthen the feeling of social contacts, friendships, deep friendships, calling up friends, all that that became so and so much rethought during the pandemic as well. So this record will serve as a really, really interesting record, a record as a record for this one day. The five last days I am in Berlin before moving once again to Mexico City, making it through this shitty ongoing winter and seeing, as I said, these glimpses of spring. And also a time where I had to think a lot about death. Why I had to think a lot about death? Because three very, very close friends of mine, no, two close friends of mine and one distant friend, all died 10 days apart from each other. So within 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks, three of these people passed last month. One, the first one, was my professor and later becoming friend, the filmmaker Birgit Hein. The second one was the British video artist David Larcher. And 10 days after David, it was Mr. Media Art himself, Peter Weibel, who passed away. These three people and their three deaths created some kind of an enormous shake-up for me because, as I said, two of them were so much inspirational that I would call them my film mom and video dad, whereas Peter Weibel would be maybe the distant new media art uncle, I would call him. Nonetheless, the first two, all of them were friends. At least they all came from the same group of European avant-garde artists. So they knew each other. They went very, very different paths and therefore being not in contact as friends, but as dear colleagues and maybe still old friends. And this strong connection had this impact that usually when somebody dies, that you like, but let's say a friend or a distant friend, it is something that doesn't touch you too much because it's not a next of kin, there's not so much of an emotional attachment maybe. And let's say like a brother, a father, a mother, or the best friend in your life. Nonetheless, I experienced for the first time like a potential of how three people that maybe in that spirit that they all knew each other and that all of them meant so much for me, also for the whole formation of my own art practice, that it really created them all basically as they kind of melted into one and therefore created in me some kind of a real shake-up as a really, really dear close friend passed away. Crazy enough, their funerals were, at least for Birgit and David, exactly on the same day. And Peter was a day before, so I had to even make my choice where to go. So this is kind of like this moment in time where I'm really, really curious if I would look back, let's say in 5 years, in 10 years, and God knows if a vinyl player will still be available, what to make out of it, how certain things that are so important in this moment becoming, let's say, ridiculously and forgotten in 10 and 15 years, and maybe others, we could say, that were exactly the right indication that to see something new, to see some change in society and change in, let's say, artistic practices amongst filmmakers, sound artists, and so forth, that you could trace back to this moment and say, like, wow, we were all aware of something that was about to come, about to change. Not to forget how, in what kind of political climate we are right now. Everything is so heightened politically that what I aspire so much of, let's say, influential figures in the avant-garde, looking at the moment pretty pale if we think of how to compare their sense of political agency in their work with that we right now have been almost obliged to put or think at least with our works, and how that, particularly in a time of an enormously precious heightened political awareness where every word can be turned, where every word we were saying had to be more careful than ever, how that will play out from 10 years or 20 years from now. In the end, since this is a record, I would so much love to sing a song, even if I'm not a singer, and I even, that's the only thing I didn't prepare to do, but something should be recorded in voices that have an improvised moment in melodic octaves. Okay, I give up, I can't. Do you guys know what you could phase out with a good song right now? I don't have one. I cannot imagine. You see, the moment of thinking how to end this 13 minutes with a song makes me nervous. I think I'm not such a bad singer. I've pretty good, a good pitch. I'm a pianist. I can follow music, but my head is too empty to even think of a single song which I would love to end this record with. So I can only make up something instantaneously. I can only make up something instantaneously. In Berlin, in the time of the sun, that I can only make something up instantaneously. In Berlin, in time of the sun, I can only make up something instantaneously. In Berlin, in the time of the sun. Goodbye.